Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Thankful Thursday, and Sweet Hour of Prayer. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Amen. Praise be to God. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us with a word. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray that your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I would like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen? So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
you say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. You gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, this a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
And you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer requests, for my God is truly able.
know that it starts with you. Because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. Took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Let us spirit.
Oh,
honey.
Praise be to God. Open up your heart and let Jesus come in. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, To Live in My Presence. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 139, verses 23 through 24. And it says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. To God be the glory. My second scripture reading is coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, and it says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Amen. Praise be to God. And my third scripture reading is coming from Job chapter 1, verse 21 from the New King James Version. And it says, And he said, The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. The title again is To Live in My Presence Consistently. You must expose and expel your rebellious tendencies. When something interferes with your plans or desires, you tend to resent the interference. Try to become aware of each resentment, however petty it may seem. Don't push those unpleasant feelings down. Instead, let them come to the surface where you can deal with them. Amen? Ask my spirit to increase your awareness of resentful feelings. Bring them boldly into the light of my presence so that I can free you from them. Praise be to God. The ultimate solution to rebellious tendencies is submission to my authority over you. Intellectually, you rejoice in my sovereignty, without which the world would be a terrifying place. But when my sovereign will encroaches on your little domain of control, you often react with telltale resentment. The best response to loses or thought hopes is praise. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that all good things, your possessions, your family and friends, your health and abilities, your time are gifts from me. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, of feeling entitled to all these blessings, respond to them with gratitude. Be prepared to let go of anything I take from you. but never let go of my hand. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Heed to God's words. Amen. Let us pray. Elohim Chastity, in your mercy and compassion, you have given me great and powerful promises. You enable me to share your divine nature and escape the world's corruption and the consequences of following my fleshly desires. Your mercy equips me to live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. Through the gift of your mercy, grant me peace of mind and heart so I will not be troubled or afraid. Your gift is from above, and it is not as the world gives. It is everlasting, and it is authentic. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And at 7 p.m., Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So again, at this time, I will play another selection because nothing is impossible for our God.
Through you, I can do anything.
Amen. Praise be to God. Mighty God of Israel, forgive us for failing to pray for your people, Israel, as you have instructed us to do in your word. Forgive us for the times we have turned an uncaring heart or a blind eye to destruction that continues to ravage them as a nation. Forgive those who bring about this destruction on the innocent people in the land. Pardon the nation who have not used their abilities to help protect or strengthen your chosen ones. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day. This is what I'm gonna do.
Control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes. Over and over and over again. So I'm calling on you. And you always know what to do. So I'm praying to be. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice. In silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me. full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Mighty God, you are the mighty God of Israel. Throughout history, you have chosen Israel and its people as your own. You have called them the apple of your eye. In Zechariah 2:8, you have promised to make them into a great nation and to bless those who bless Israel and to curse those who curse Israel. Through Israel, you have also delivered to all of humanity the unspeakable gift of salvation through one of their own, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I praise you for how you weave your plan strategically throughout time to bring about the full manifestation of your kingdom agenda on earth. I marveled at the way you have used Israel to accomplish your plan from eternity past. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And as I will play another selection while we are waiting for our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. And this selection is a new selection from the Wikitones, and God is sustaining me. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God.
Sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is sustaining me. You see, and no matter what the test, He always gives me bread. Oh,
God is
sustaining me. His Holy, His Holy Spirit. Is all over me. And no matter what the darkness, He always gives me breath.
His
anointing.
Sustain
me. Turn your back on you.
Sustain.
God is sustaining me. When your body is weeping with pain, just call on his blessed name. Now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap. Praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Doing awesome. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Thank you. Thank you. Trying to get my self together. My goodness, I tell you, I don't even want to sail in the wilderness. I'm somewhere. I don't even know where I'm at. But I'm here.
Praise be to God.
Look, I almost felt the Whoopi Goldberg moment. Thank God I'm here.
Yes.
I might be ugly. I might be poor, but thank God I'm still here. My goodness, I had to think of that. That was too funny. But anyway, we bless God for another Thursday. We thank God for all that he has done and all that he's doing.
Yes.
My goodness, I tell you, I look at myself and go, "Ooh, God, I'm so glad you're the only one to see me right now." Because a sister,
John,
a sister is looking crazy. But anyway, we got a good word right now. You know what? I thank God because every opportunity that he allows me to, that he gives me, I do my very best to do what he's called me to do. And today is one of those times.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when you got to swerve and pull off the highway and everything and say, oh, it's just time. And you're looking at all these time changes and differences. Bless God. We still made it.
Amen.
But anyway, precious and heavenly Father, just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're doing, oh God. Thank you for being there when no one else wants to be there, oh God. Thank you. Because we always, always, always have an audience of one. If we don't have nobody else, we always have you. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God, just for being who you are in all of your glory. Father God, I'm going to get out of your way and allow you to speak to the people, oh God, to your people, so that they may be encouraged. They may be lifted up. They may, oh my goodness, they may feel good, good, good down in their sanctified soul. And as a result, oh God, you and only you will get the glory. We ask that you have your way right now, oh God. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. My goodness, we thank God. He has been doing so much. I don't care if you've heard the news say, what you see on TV, God is still moving. And guess what? He's moving in the right direction.
Yes.
Regardless of what it looks like, he's still moving in the right direction. Keep your eyes on him. Okay? The world is going to have you depressed and stressed out and overwhelmed and falling out. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, I'm telling you, my goodness, that is the best sight ever. You know, like when you get up early in the morning, the sun is rising. It looks so good out there. Birds are chirping.
Yes.
It's even better than that. Yeah. I know a lot of people, you know, there are times when people run out and they want to see the eclipse because it's a sight, oh my goodness, it's a sight they've never seen. And they want to get a glimpse of what the eclipse look like, even though they tell you do not look directly into the sun when that happens. What do? They go out and still try to see. Well, let me see what it's doing, though. Okay, it's going to ruin your eyesight. But they still run out there and try to see. I'm trying to get you to visualize how powerful it is when you try to get a glimpse of God.
Yes.
Right? Just think about Moses. He went up the mountain. And we don't know how close he was to God. He came down, he was glowing.
Come on now. Yes,
he was close. So he came down, he was glowing. And God said, no man can look upon me and live. Because his glory is just that powerful. Guess what? When Moses came down and he was glowing, Moses could have been 5,000 miles away from God.
When
he was up on the mountain, right? And we just assumed because he came down glowing, he was right in God's presence. Not necessarily. You got to understand how far deity extends. The glory of God is not like, you know, the anointing being on me and you and it's right there in that little area. No. When God takes up a space, he takes up the whole space.
Yes.
So you don't know how close he was for Moses to come down with the glory of God shining on him.
Amen.
But we thank God today he's trying to shine on all of us. Why? Because he's heard your cry. Your cry and mine.
Yes.
He's heard us crying.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he's heard us crying. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. And he sent me to answer those cries. Amen. We thank God for the leaders of the fivefold. We bless God for the visionary Apostle R.D. Wiggins. We thank God for Lady Nadine, his bride. We thank God for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda. Thank God for this awesome woman of God and all that she does to keep the program going so that the word of God can get out. We bless God that she's still willing and doing it cheerfully. Some days she don't know how to do it, but she's still doing it, whatever God puts before her to do. So we thank God for that. We thank God for Sister Barbara, Apostle Mother Wiggins, all of the fivefold leaders, whoever's on the team. And I'm telling you, it is an awesome team. They've been together at least 10 years now, just chucking along, trying to get this word out. And we thank God for all of them. We thank God for Apostle Jackson, Dr. Burley Turner, and they've come and gone, and they're still in different parts of the venue, but they're still taking care of our Father's business. So
Amen.
We don't forget anybody that started with us, went on about their business, however they doing
right.
it. We don't forget anybody. We continue to lift them up in prayer because why? They're still doing the work for the Lord. And of course, the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DuBois, thank God for this man of God. I'm trying to tell you.
Amen.
Thank God for the man of God. you know, when you got a man of God, a woman of God, stand by one another's side through it all.
Yes.
Through it all. Because there's a lot of all. There's a lot of stuff wrapped up in that all. So through it all, just to see them standing by one another's side, it is a blessing. And it's a reflection of God. Because outside of God, they may have ended in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Come on now.
That's it.
Yeah. God is that glue that keeps everything together.
Come on.
Every family, every marriage, every relationship that is structured that resembles God, you know that he is in the midst of that, keeping it all together for them. So we thank God even for the man of God, Pastor Stephen DeVoe. He is the senior pastor led by God Christian Ministry, and I am the co-pastor. I'm going to get into this word because I ain't got my glasses. I got the rock and roll, and I ain't got much time. So we thank God for all of you that have joined. And if you haven't joined and you hear it later, woo, thank God you chose to tune in later. Bless
Amen.
God for all of
Amen.
You. Because it is an awesome, awesome word. It's good. Okay, here we go. We are going to be coming from, the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, and it's a very, very familiar passage. Chapter 11. Verses 33 through 43.
Amen.
Okay, I want to go to 32.
Okay.
I want to go to chapter 11, verse 32 through 43.
Amen.
Amen. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. 35, Jesus wept. They then said, the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them could not, and some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Thus Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a grave, cometh to the grave. It was a cave. I'm sorry, it was a cave. And stone laid in front of it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, still did I not say unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou heardest me always because of these people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, how awesome is that? The title of this message today is, Why Do You Cry? Thank you, God. Why do you cry? I told y'all when I first started, I said, he's heard your cry and your cry and your cry and mine, right? And he said, why do you cry? Why are you crying, right? you got to understand, and I know that everybody's heard this story before, and they already think they know where it's going. Sometimes I don't even know where he's going. I just get in the car and ride along. So, you know, hey, I'm riding along right now. So here we go. He gets there, and he says, 4 days later, he gets there, and he says, he looks at Martha, Mary, and everybody. They crying. The Jews are crying. Everybody's crying. So that's why he's saying, why do you cry? Because he's looking at you, 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 and me. And he's going, what are those tears in your eyes for? Now, here's the thing. He sees the tears in your eyes, but he already knows what they're there for. My goodness, glory to God. He knows why you're crying, right? Mm-hmm. He saw the situation coming before it. Oh, my goodness. He saw the situation coming before it got to you. He saw it when it got to you. He watched you from afar while it was coming because you was la, 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 living life, did not see it coming, but he knew it was on the way. And, my goodness, if you really want to know the truth about it, he tried several times to prepare you for the coming of it. But what? You was living life, having a good time, not having your spirit going, get ready, something's about to happen. You need to start praying. Get up, start praying. Oh my God, I just got in bed. You know I ain't not getting out of this bed right now and try to pray. You need to start praying. Praying for who? Who I got to pray for? Lord, bless them. Watch over them, Lord. Don't let nothing happen to them. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Ghost is going, I didn't tell her to pray for anybody else. I just said she needs to start praying. He said, my goodness, they still don't understand. I got to educate them on everything. Yeah, because we still don't know. Because guess what? Right. There are times when he puts it in your spirit for you to start praying. And if he doesn't put somebody before you who you're supposed to pray for, my goodness, glory to God, then start praying for yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't show you someone to pray for, start praying for yourself. He's not going to give you all the details, but he told you to pray. Why? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Because prayer changes things.
Hey, yes, it does.
When you get to praying, God said, oh, she's aware that this is coming. Now mm-hmm. I've got to, look, watch this. I'm not going to stop it, but I'll block it some. So that she's not going to feel the full force because some things he's going to let her feel. Why? Because it comes to what? Enlarging our faith. It
yes.
comes, oh my goodness, glory to God, to build us up, not to break. It's to build us up. Why? Anytime God allows something to come to us, you heard what Jesus said, it is for the glory of the Lord.
Of God. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So now he says, he see everybody crying. Ah, and it says that he began to groan in his spirit,
mm-hmm.
right? He groaned on the inside. You know what that was? He was angry.
Yes.
Because he was saying, wow, they still don't understand my power or my authority. Death does not have authority over me. I have authority over death, but they still don't have a handle on who I am.
That's right.
And because they were crying, my goodness, y'all better hear me. Because they were crying, it was an indication to him, my goodness, glory to God, they don't know the capabilities of their father.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't come to embrace the fact that with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
If,
no matter
if
what.
You believe.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. He says, where did y'all lay him? Where he at? And so they said, come and see. He said, okay, you know. And he's going to see. And Martha said, well, surely by now he stinketh. Watch this, y'all. Y'all got to hear it in the spirit. She says, surely by now he stinketh. It's been 4 days, right?
Yes.
God is trying to tell us It doesn't matter if it's 4 days or 4 years. It doesn't matter how long I take to get there. There will never be a stench.
Amen.
Come on now. It doesn't matter what your situation looks like.
Yes.
Or what you're going through, there will never be a stink when you have called upon Jesus and you know that he's on the way.
All right.
And you know, a lot of times you be going through so bad and hurting and it just don't feel good. And you're like, oh, this stinks. This, you know what? They're looking at me like, oh, I thought you was a Christian. I thought your God could do this for you. And you're sitting there going, this stinks. They don't believe nothing I say. They don't even think for 1 minute that God is with me. This is not good. And Martha says, surely it's been 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what God is saying? Kathy tells them, if it takes 4 days, if it takes 4 months, if it takes 4 years, just know that because you have what? Praise.
Mm-hmm.
And your God is a prayer-answering God.
Amen.
Just know help is on the way, and because help is coming from, my goodness, heaven bound,
yes.
You know whatever your situation is, God will make sure there is not a sin.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And so he gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And so they carrying on now, the people carrying on. Oh, well, if he could make the blind see, the lame to walk, the deaf to talk, why couldn't he keep this man from dying? And what does it say? It said he groaned in his spirit again. You know what he was doing? His righteous indignation was stirred up, and he was angry on the inside because they still was acting like they did not know who he was.
All right.
And when he got there, he said, move the stone away, right? Come on, get that out the way. Get it on out the way. And started looking at him. And he says, just move it out the way. Right?
Yes.
And so they stone or whatever. And
Glory.
Guess what he said? He said, Father, thank you.
Yes.
Watch this now. Lazarus hasn't come forth yet, right? All they did was move the stone.
Yes.
Jesus said, Father, I thank you because you heard me.
Yes.
He said, I'm not asking for me. I'm asking because of them. That when they hear me talking to you and you do what you do, this will cause them to believe that I am who I said I am.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You see, it was always about our belief.
Yes.
He wasn't weeping because of Lazarus being dead.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't weeping because they were upset and they were crying. He was weeping because they did not believe.
Yes.
Mary, Martha, I visited y'all's home. You know that I love you guys. You heard me talking in your home. You sat at my feet, but you still don't believe.
Come on now.
You know why that bothers him? Because there's a lot of us out here that say we are child of God. And we go to church. And we hear the word. And we doing this. And we singing. And we doing this. And God is looking at us going, they still don't believe. That's why he was upset.
Yes.
You've seen what I've done before. You've heard me. My goodness, glory to God. You've heard me tell Satan to get behind thee. You've seen me move mountains out of your way.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness God. You know you wouldn't have got that job without me. You know you wouldn't have had a roof over your head. You know that you're only alive because of me. But for this,
preach,
because it looks like a dead situation, you're going to cry? I told you, those are the times when I step in and show myself strong.
Yes. Hallelujah.
When it looks like it's hopeless. When it looks like it's a dead situation, That's when I find out who really knows who I am.
Amen.
Because
amen.
If you know me, come on now. Even though your situation looks dead and there's no hope and there's
that's
no
right.
coming back from this.
Come on.
Even though
come
it
on.
Looks just that bad.
Yes.
You still know who I am, don't you?
Amen, amen.
You do know that I'm Abba Father. I'm not only your protector, I'm Jehovah Nissi, right?
Yes, yes.
I will give you everything you need. I am your provider.
Yes.
You do know that I'm God all by myself.
All by himself.
And besides me, there is none else. Just me, myself, and I.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And so God is saying, I need y'all to stop crying. I need y'all to wipe your eyes. Okay?
Yeah.
Huh? I understand that when somebody's dead, it grieves you. If somebody you love, it grieves you.
Mm-hmm.
But who told you your situation was dead?
Mm-hmm.
Your situation ain't dead.
That's right.
Huh? The only thing that dies is human and life, birds and animals. Your situation is not dead until I tell you to release. And everybody's going, well, how do I know when to release? Oh, you'll know. You'll know. God will let you know when a situation is not going to be repaired.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? Even in those times, even when he's letting you know, no, I'm not going to fix that for you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that it's dead. It just means he's not going to repair it for you. Right?
Yes, sir.
Those are the times when he look at you and go, Kathy, you do know my grace is sufficient, right?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, Lord, but I need to see your grace right now. And he's looking back at you going, you do see it. You just don't like what you see.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Because of the process that I'm taking you through. You don't like it. But
that's
what did I tell you? All things work together for the good of them that love me.
Hallelujah.
It's hurting you right now. But it's going to work out good.
It
is not a dead situation. Why? Because your God is a living God.
Hallelujah.
And there's nothing dead in him. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Even the ones that have gone on home, they're not dead.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. You know what?
Not dead.
I was so hurt when my mother left. And I knew she was going home to be with the Lord, but I was so hurt, I cried, we was all acting stupid, you know, because we were grieving.
Yes.
And guess what? My mother came to me in a dream, and I was looking at her, and me and her was busting up laughing. She said, somebody at the door. I said, I get it. You just stay right here. I go get it. And I ran to the door, and I came back, and my mother said, who was it? I said, don't worry about it. I told him, you sleep. She said, who was it? I said, it was those Jehovah's Witnesses. She said, okay. And I said, don't worry. I got rid of them because I said, my mama sleep. And my mother looked at me with a big old smile. She said, that's it, baby. You know I'm just sleep.
Yes.
I said, yeah, I know. Mom already told him, you sleep. And she looked back at me with that smile. And I looked at her. She had that smile on her. She said, you know I'm just sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. So God lets us know. Even the ones that have already passed or crossed over, they are not dead.
No,
they are asleep.
Asleep.
So there is nothing dead where God is connected. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? Jesus wasn't even worried. Now, Lazarus has been dead for that. He still wasn't worried about Lazarus.
No.
He worried about the people not believing.
Mm-hmm.
You still don't believe, huh?
That's
and he
right.
said, Father, thank you for doing this for me.
Yes.
He said, it's not me, because I know you hear me when I talk, and you're going to do all things. He said, but I say it so that they may believe.
Yes. Yes.
So God, help everybody right now. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're asking God for, if it looks like it's a dead situation, my goodness, glory to God, just know that those are the times when your Father steps in and show off.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I told y'all about when the little gangs used to try to beat me up and everything, and I'd be running, trying to duck and hide. And then my father said, what are you running so for? I said, they're trying to get me. And my father, 6'5" or something, he said, who? I said, the kids, man, what are you doing? My father said, please, take those kids. They will never bother you again.
Mm.
And I looked up at my father. I said, okay, come on. And I took my father to show him off. Go ahead, bother me now. Look who with me. Bother mm-hmm. me now.
Mm-hmm.
My father said, you see this child right here? Mm-hmm. Don't ever, ever put a finger on her because you'll have to see me again. And he went on and on, and I'm sitting there with my chest hooked up. I said, yeah, bother me now. Bother me now.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying the same thing. Whatever situation that looks like is dead in your life, and
yes.
it looks like there's no hope, there's no way that thing is going to live again. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. God is saying, show me where it's at.
Yes.
My daddy said, take me to them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said to them, where have you laid Lazarus?
Uh-huh.
He just said, where have you buried him? He said, where you laid him at?
Right.
Because he's still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just don't know it. The
Amen.
Situation, oh, my goodness, glory to God, when I tell you we serve a right now God, and his timing is impeccable because I'm on the road traveling. And while I'm traveling down this journey, I'm telling you, I have been beating myself up and all kind of thoughts coming to my mind. And every person that I called, they did not have a good word for me. And I'm going, okay, you're not the chosen one. Okay, you're not the chosen one. And you're not the chosen one. Because no one could encourage me while I'm on this journey.
Amen.
Because I'm looking at me and Pastor Steve, and I'm going, oh, my God, we all broke down. I don't even know where we're going. We're going to get to another town. I don't know. And I'm going crazy. And, oh, my goodness. The Holy Ghost, oh my goodness, you better know God can read your thoughts. The Holy Ghost reminds me, today is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, look at me in the car. I said, oh yeah, today is Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to music on the radio, trying to get down the road. I said, oh yeah, today is Thursday. Then I look, I said, well, good God, what time is it? My clock is on one time, Arizona time. The car is on East Coast time. The radio is saying the time that it is now. I said, oh, good Lord. I said, I don't know what time it is. I don't know. but the Holy Ghost let me know.
Yes.
You only need to focus on one time.
That's right.
The time of the place you need, oh my goodness, y'all better hear that. You only need to focus on one time, the time that you need to be in the place you need to be in.
Amen.
I said, because this time over here, that time over, well, no, it's a totally another time. He said, just focus on one, the place that you need to be in.
Amen.
I said, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I looked up. I said, okay, well, my clock on the car is right because it's still saying the time where it is.
Yes.
And Pastor Stephen already had told me, and he wasn't thinking about it either. He said, don't matter. 7 o'clock, we stopping because it gets dark and we don't drive during the evening. He said, 7
Amen.
O'clock, we stopping, and that's it.
God.
That's all to it. And I said to myself, you're right. That is all to it. And so, you know, a little bit before 7, we found a place pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I got, when we were packing up, I found one of his mother's Bibles, and I handed it to him. He said, you found this? When you unpack it, you see all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it had her name and all. So it's an old Bible. So I said, okay, I look down, and I'm trying to figure out the scripture that God gave me to you. I'm going, oh, my God, this Bible, the print is so small. So I'm trying to hold it up to the light so I could see. Then I said, you know, I just asked them to read it. And then he comes with the Bible that was here inside the room. So I could see the print a little better.
Yeah,
so I could see the print a little better, but you could hear I still was making a little mistake. But guess what? My goodness, glory to God. I wrote the thing. Don't try this at home, boys and girls. I was writing the Holy Ghost was saying in the car. So I got a piece of paper on my lap while I'm driving, just scribbling all over the paper, going, okay, okay, okay. And when I got to the, when we parked in the parking lot, I grabbed a pad and I started rewriting it so I could see what I was saying. And I was so focused on sharing with you guys what thus says the Lord that I almost overlooked. He was talking to me.
Amen.
He said, Kathy, tell them this. And tell them that, and I'm telling y'all, it's not a dead situation. I'm going on and on. I just told y'all, when he wakes you up in the middle of the night and tells you to pray, it's not always that you're praying for someone else. Sometimes you're just praying for yourself.
For yourself, amen.
And the same thing with this word. Sometimes you think you're preaching to them, and you're really preaching to yourself.
Yes,
he said,
Lord,
no,
not
I didn't have them to tell you what you wanted to hear because it wouldn't have made a difference because they're just like you. And it would have only lasted with you for a few minutes. You said, oh, that was good what they said. Oh, I like that. And then 5 minutes later, you back to being sad again. He said, so I didn't let it come to them. Yeah, you're right. None of them was a chosen one. I let you hear me tell you what I wanted you to hear from your lips. Mama, I said, oh, my goodness, God, I love you.
Amen.
And so he said, Kathy, there's nothing dead about the situation
that
you're
right.
heading to.
Yeah.
Okay? There's nothing going on there that with me you won't be able to deal with.
All right.
Whether it takes you 4 days, 4 years, 4 months, however long it takes you to get there, just know this, I'm already there.
Hey, yes.
I've got favor waiting on you.
Come on now.
I'm traveling with you.
Yes.
And guess what? Like I told you the other day, I'm right behind you.
Yes,
so you don't need anybody to get on the phone to tell you what only I could tell you.
Exactly. Praise be to God.
He said, now, where have you laid that situation that got you crying? Right there in Charleston. Okay, dry your eyes.
Yes. Yes.
Why? Because Jehovah Nisi has gone ahead of you. Our Father is with you because you need the protector on the road. So you got
Hallelujah,
Our Father.
Jesus.
Jehovah Nisi is, oh my goodness, glory to God. He is ahead of you. And
yes,
and Our Father is with you.
Because
you need to protect because you can't see everything, even in the daytime.
That's right.
You have no idea what you're facing on the highway, but because I know, I can forewarn you.
Yes.
If you need to get the book, if you need to stop, if you need to, oh, my goodness, glory to God. I said, oh, God, this is why I love your word. This is why I love your word. And he says, Kathy, now, it sounded like I was talking to whoever's under the sound of your voice. He said, it sounded that way because I am.
Yes.
Because you can hear yourself, can't you, Kathy? I said, yeah, I hear myself. And he said, and you, and you, and you. So why are you crying?
Amen.
Well, we've been on the road for days. Now look at
so?
This. I didn't even know this was coming because we've already been on this road 4 days. Come on now.
That's right.
You got to see how God does it. I said, I've already been on this road 4 days, and now I feel like I'm just a broke down puppy, and I can't, and I don't know what to do. He said, you don't need to know what to do because I'm already doing it. Already doing it.
Yes, he is.
I said, God, he said, Kathy, you do know I've seen your faithfulness, right? And I'm going, you, my faithfulness? My faithfulness? He said, Kathy, who going to pull over in the parking lot try to preach? Who going to go in the bathroom in a little room in a place of their work and try to preach so nobody can hear them and you trying to preach? Who is going to do all this, Kathy, pull in the gas station and get in a corner and try to preach? Who is going to preach 4 days in a row because you covering for this one, covering for that one, covering that, and then you got to preach for yourself? Kathy, I've seen your faithfulness. Here's the thing, Kathy. The problem is you haven't seen it.
That's right.
You haven't realized how faithful you've been. You thought you was just helping out.
Mm-hmm.
And while you were helping out, guess what? Me and Jesus were sitting there looking at you. And I looked to my right, and Jesus said, look at her, Father, look at her.
Amen.
Look at her.
Yes, Lord.
And God says, I keep telling y'all, that's why we chose her.
Mm-hmm.
He said, she don't know who she is. And she's heard it many a time. I've heard other pastors and other people tell me, she don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in these 4 days that I was traveling down this road, and I was saying, God, I need to hear from you. What's going to happen? What are we going to do? And I still ain't to the destination. This is just the heaviest day. And while it's the heaviest day, God is saying, now this is the word he gave me in the car while I'm scribbling on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus wept. I said, okay, everybody heard the story about Jesus wept. He said, no, not quite everybody.
That's right. She still got some.
Why? Because they heard that Jesus wept, but they don't realize why he wept.
Amen.
He wasn't weeping because of a loss, the loss of Lazarus. He wasn't weeping because Mary and Martha were so sad. He was weeping because he was so angry that he didn't want to open his mouth and say, y'all still don't believe who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my God, I know the feeling because there are times when I get so upset because I cannot say what it is I want to say to the person I'm trying to say it to, and all I can do is start crying.
Mm.
But I'm not crying because I'm a wimp. I'm crying because it's either start crying or open your mouth and say the things that you can't take back once you get it out.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's best for you to just sit there and groan on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what he did. He was groaning because of their disbelief.
Yes.
And for you and me, under the sound of my voice,
yes,
he
Lord.
Said, what is 4 days to me? As a matter of fact, your timing is not even my timing.
That's right.
So you do know when I do get you there,
you're
going to be right on time.
Praise be to God. Yes.
And knowing that, he's looking back at you right now going, so tell me again, why are you crying?
All right.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You guys.
Woo, what a powerful word this evening. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful, wonderful word. And at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come with the call to salvation and the benediction after the hand clap praise. Amen. Yes. Thank you.
You know, I was getting ready to do the call of salvation, but before I do that, don't ask me why. The Spirit of God has asked me to give Pastor Stephen a phone and let him say a few words.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
It's good to hear from you, Evangelist Hilda. You know, like Pastor Kathy said, this road trip, it does something. It does something. It takes something out of the body. But if you only know Jesus and know that he's ahead of you and he's behind you and he's all around you, and you that fear, it takes away from it. You have no worries, but it's just that small percentage of the natural man that comes in and try to make you believe that, oh, I don't know if it's gonna happen, but God can do it, and He will do it, and He shall do it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the word that she preached because we both needed it on this road trip.
Hallelujah.
Because if you're on a track field, we on the last 200 meters coming
Hallelujah.
Around to the finish line.
Thank you.
And if you know in a race, you know, when you get to that last 200, that's when everything is coming at you. Everybody is trying
yes.
to get to the finish line.
Yes,
But God. And if you believe that God has already went ahead and he's waiting at the finish line for you,
yes.
and he's behind you, you know you're going to win the race
you're
anyway.
Win that race.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen. Back to Pastor Kathy.
Hallelujah.
God bless you guys. I'm
yes.
telling you, he never died because we get ready to come to the end of the journey.
And
I was thinking it was the end of the journey, but it's really just the beginning of a journey.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well,
yeah,
it's the end
it's
of
the
one journey. Now you're
heading
to a new journey.
A new journey. It's a new beginning. And
yes.
so I'm just so grateful for what God has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do.
Amen.
And if any of you are out there under the sound of my voice and you haven't given your life to Christ, trust me when I tell you there is nothing better than having God as your Father. Nothing
Amen.
Better. No one is going to be there for you. No one is going to help you through. No one is going to... Whatever you need done, no one is able to do it but God.
Hallelujah.
This is
That's
the day
right.
that you ought to say, Father God, open your mouth and say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. Father God, I know I've done wrong in your sight. And right now, I'm asking you to forgive me with everything in me. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on that cross for our sins.
Yes.
I invite you to come into my life. I want to make him my Lord and Savior today, oh God. I want to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. I don't want to do the things that I've been doing. I want to be a new creature in Christ Jesus as your word speaks of. And in order to do that, I need your guidance. I need your help. I need your direction. I need you.
Yes, Lord.
And after you confess with your mouth that you're a sinner and you tell him you believe that Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins and
yes.
you believe that he exists and you invite him into your life, just know that he's already there. As soon as you put that invitation out of your lips, he was
mm-hmm.
right there next to you going, what
yes.
took you so long? I've been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been waiting on you, 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 and you. The same way he waited for me and her and him and her, he's waiting on you to make a conscious decision to come into a relationship with him for yourself, not for your mother, not for your brother, your sister, or your spouse, but for you. You've got to do
yes.
it for yourself. No one can take your place. You've got to be the one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you make that declaration and you confess that you're a sinner, you believe that Jesus died on the cross and you invite him into your life. That's all it takes. He's made it easy. so that the gate is not hard for you to come through. You just got to want to come through it. And
yes.
Now you, the next prayer should be, God, lead me to a good household of faith that I can come and grow into the knowledge of who you are.
Yes.
And what you will have me to do, because I understand you have plans for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have plans, I need to seek your face to know which direction I need to head into to get to those plans. We thank
yes.
you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Father God, thank you for this word tonight that reminds us the power of belief. It can either hinder you or it can bless you. But
yes.
you have got to believe the God that you serve is capable of not making the blind to see, the lame to walk, the dumb to talk. And he is capable of rising up any dead situation, and all he's got to do is speak life. Speak life into your situation. Huh?
Amen.
There's nothing
yeah.
dead that's connected to God. He's a living God. Come on now. And
mm-hmm.
so is your situation. Mm-hmm. And what he's saying, do you know what? All I need you to do is believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you asking me to come into a situation that looks hopeless, that looks like a dead situation, you asking me to come in there and do this and do that, I got to ask you to do your part. You've got to
yes.
believe. And
Amen.
So, God, we thank you for all that you have shared with us on tonight. And
yes,
I pray
yes.
that everybody under the sound of my voice heard you saying, I don't care if it takes 4 days, 4 nights, 4 months, I am
That's
with
right.
you. Your situation is not dead, and neither are you. I speak life. Thank
Amen.
You. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way with everyone under the sound of my voice. And like you said, Jesus, you and only you will get the glory, Father. We thank you. We love you. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, and at 7 p.m. I will bring a word from the Lord. So God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful evening until tomorrow. And on that note, we are going to leave out on All Belongs to You. Praise God. Good night, everyone. Shalom.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship, all the praise belongs to you, belongs to you. I can't help but want to
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.